Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Ellen O'Brien and you're listening to Storage Radio. This is a weekly podcast where we cover the top headlines across the storage media group. Each week I talk with Dave Raffo, our senior news editor based in Washington, D.C. Hi, Dave.
Hello. Good to be with you again.
Good to see you. Good to hear your voice. You wrote the two lead stories I want to talk about today, Dave. I want to start with HP. The way I read that story, it's three par all the time. It looks like they launched two lower-end mid-range three-par storage arrays. What were they aiming to do?
Well, the only storage that HP sells these days seems to be the three-par platform. Their last quarter, they said three-par revenue was up like 60% from last year, while their overall storage was down 13%. You don't have to be a math genius to figure out that they're not selling much else. So when they bought 3PAR for more than $2 billion a couple of years ago, it was primarily a high-end, an enterprise and very high-end of the mid-range platform. So now they're taking it downstream, so they're trying to sell it to the lower end of the mid-range as well. So it's basically the same 3PAR software stack. The hardware is a little different. But the other thing they are trying to do with 3PAR now is use it to get rid of the HP EVA mid-range platform, which has been around forever, and really hasn't been a lot of innovation with that platform in a long time. And they do have a lot of customers using it, but they're loath to upgrade because they haven't been adding features. So what HP is trying to do now is get people to migrate data off of the EVA to 3PAR with these new 3PAR systems, and they have an online migration tool that would make it easy to go from EVA to 3PAR.
Okay, so if you're an EVA customer, the 3PAR family now becomes HP 3PAR Store Serve. I had two questions, or a question about two of the new features, Dave. They talked about a new big data and archiving platform. How does that factor into people who have HP environments?
Well, that's a different product. They also came out with that Store All archiving platform, which is a brand new product for HP. It's not a SAN system that 3PAR is. It basically have two uses. One is archiving. It mixes file and object storage, so it will be for archiving. And it will also replace the clustered NAS system that HP sells for some high-performance computing and scientific and media and entertainment applications. So, they've been using a product based on software from iBricks that they bought a couple of years back. So they were still using the iBricks file system on the new store all, but they've added an object storage as well.
Okay. So they've got declining storage sales, and they're hoping to improve them, obviously. They say they're looking to collapse their platforms to alleviate confusion, like you mentioned earlier with the EVA platform. Do you think that, what's your take? You think they can do it with this release?
Probably. It'll take a while. It'll take a while to get people off of the EVA onto 3PAR. But, they're trying to ride their best horse. I mean, they're selling, people seem to like 3PAR. So that's what they're going to build their storage platform around. That's their flagship storage system, and they're trying to double down on it.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on it. I know you'll be following that for us. I want to move on to NetApp. It seems like each week we talk about all-flash arrays, and NetApp plans to join the all-flash array market next year. The CTO is telling people that it will be a milestone year for all-flash storage, and NetApp wants to get in the game. So what are they doing, Dave?
At this stage, they won't say too much what they're doing, except for they are going to have, I think Jay Kidd made it clear that they are going to have an all-flash array next year, which is the first time that NetApp has committed to coming out with an all-flash array. So now the question is whether they will buy one of the all-flash startups out there, like EMC and IBM did, or they will build their own internally. So, you know, he says that they do have the IP and the engineering to do it themselves. You know, at the same time, NetApp this week has made a decision to sell off some senior notes, some stock to raise cash, and they say one of the possible things they're going to do with that money is make an acquisition. So, you know, there are a lot of people in the business that think that NetApp will make an acquisition in the all-flash space.
One thing, Dave, I thought was interesting is that Kidd said that he didn't think all-flash systems would be judged solely on performance. What is he talking about?
Well, the early all-flash systems that come out, basically, they are just for people who need the very highest performance, but they're not for, you know, most of the applications you would use for storage. They don't have data protection. They don't have dedupe. They don't have thin provisioning. They don't have the management features that you have in mainstream storage arrays. So even the all-flash startups now are going back and adding their own software to their second and third generation systems, or like Violin Memory is doing. They made an OEM deal with Symantec where they're going to ship Symantec management software with their system. So that's kind of the second stage for those guys. But for the big vendors looking to get into the all-flash game, you know, they want to have that software on it when they ship the first time. That's one of the reasons EMC hasn't yet brought out anything based on its Extreme IO acquisition. They're adding those enterprise features to it before they could ship it, and it's going to take them about a year to get it out the door following their acquisition.
Okay, that's really interesting. We'll keep an eye on NetApp. We'll find out whether they decide to build it or buy it when it comes to all-flash. I do want to talk to you about Nutanix. A story by Todd Erickson, one of your staff writers, appeared on our Search Virtual Storage site. They released a new series of scale-out storage and computer cluster products, and we thought it was interesting that they refer to this product as a software-defined data center. In this case, they said it's in a box. So first I want to talk about software-defined data center. Is that a phrase you're hearing more about? Is this a trend we should be prepared to see more of in 2013?
Yes, it's a phrase we're hearing far too often because people are using it to talk about almost anything that's software. I mean, you're also hearing software-defined networking is a big term out there now, and it's starting to come into storage, software-defined storage. So what Nutanix is doing is something where it was also being called a hyper-converged stack. So last year we had a lot of converged stacks where you would buy a system with compute and storage and sometimes networking built in. Nutanix was, I believe, the first with their original product a year ago to do all that plus hypervisor right on the storage box. So they have storage, they have compute, and they have VMware built into their system. So, you know, SimpliVity and Scale Computing have followed there, but these guys put it all in one box.
So in a box, is that something we'll also hear more of?
Yeah, I mean, that's something you hear a lot about, you know, appliances and things like that, where everything's in one device. You know, what this means is you don't need separate servers to connect to your storage. It's all built into the array.
So people think about it like their entire data center. You don't need to use a SAN or a NAS from an EMC.
Yeah, in this case, yeah. No, I wouldn't say it's the entire data center, but yeah, you wouldn't need a separate SAN. You wouldn't need a separate NAS. You have your storage and your compute here. So, you know, it's probably an oversimplification to say it's your entire data center, but, you know, that's what marketing people do, I guess, right? They oversimplify things.
That's right. That's their job, and it's your job to dig into the details. Todd talked to someone at Gartner who said that Nutanix is really getting most attention from users interested in VDI and private cloud. So I know we keep an eye on those two topics, and we'll have lots more news in those categories. Dave, thanks so much for filling us in this week.
It's great to be here. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, we appreciate it. That was another edition of Storage Radio. You can learn more about any of these stories at searchstorage.com. And each week, listen here. Thanks so much.